Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
There are moments that define us. Moments we can make a difference. Registering as an organ donor is one of those moments. Your legacy can be the gift of life. You become a symbol of hope for those who need a life-saving transplant. Hope to the hopeless. Power to the powerless. Choose to be a hero by registering as a donor at lifeshareok.org.
Well, over 140 agricultural groups this week joined a letter expressing deep concern over USDA's Emergency Relief Program, or ERP, for 2022. Four Oklahoma ag groups, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Oklahoma Cotton Council, the Oklahoma Pecan Growers Association, and the Oklahoma Soybean Association have signed the letter to USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack. The groups wrote, "We're very concerned about the two newly introduced ERP 2022 provisions outlined in the program guidance released on October the 27th. Progressive payment factors used to prorate payments and the method used to incorporate producer paid insurance premiums. Neither of these provisions were part of ERP in 2020 or ERP 2021, and both appear inconsistent with congressional intent of the enabling legislation. While we appreciate the funding restraints which ERP 2022 has developed, we believe that USDA should instead aim to provide more equitable support for losses of all magnitudes. This can be achieved by using a single uniform factor, as USDA has done in the past. With regards to incorporating the producer paid premiums, this change will keep some growers from qualifying for any assistance and create a significant disparity of payments among producers." Our Ron Hayes sat down with Combest Sell & Associates' Tom Sell to talk about the new rules that USDA has now put in place.
In this piece of legislation said, do it just like you've done it in the past. Instead, USDA rolled out a plan with a new progressive factor that graduates the assistance based on how small you are as a producer or how small the losses were. So it's a major departure from what Congress had expected and what farmers across the nation were expecting from this 22 disaster program.
The groups conclude, although phase one of ERP 2020 and ERP 2021 were not perfect, they were well received by farmers experiencing losses and provided a more equitable approach to assistance than ERP 2022. Well, only a week after seizing more than 36 tons of black market marijuana in a single day, the Attorney General's Organized Crime Task Force and the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority have made another big seizure, this time in Pottawatomie County. OCTF agents and OMMA compliance inspectors and agents served search warrants November the 16th at six medical marijuana grow operations near Prague. Sweep yielded 77,362 untraceable and untagged marijuana plants, nearly 2,000 pounds of untraceable and untagged harvested marijuana, and several firearms. The District 23 Drug Task Force assisted in the operation. Attorney General Gentner Drummond said the task force is dedicated to rooting out Oklahoma's scourge of illegal marijuana operations. "We're sending a clear message to Mexican drug cartels, Chinese crime syndicates, and all others who are endangering public safety through these heinous operations," he said. "And that message is to get the hell out of Oklahoma," said the Attorney General. Attorney General's office has developed a valuable working relationship with the OMMA. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.